Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Good evening. I'm Walter Cronkite, and this is 60 Minutes. On tonight's episode, we decided to reach out to the celebrity world and ask a few famous people, what does Christmas mean to you? Well, what does it mean to you, Larry King?
What does Christmas mean to me? Well, after you reach my age, it all just becomes one big blur. A lot of red, green, and jingle belling. But you know what? Any time I wake up and get this old pant noodle of mine to salute the flag is always a great day. And how do I do that? With a bottle of Get Wood supplements, that's how. I'm 144 years old, but when I take a few of these magic babies, I feel like a new man. It's joy to the world.
And what about you, Bugs?
What does Christmas mean to me, Doc? Well, it's a wonderful time of the year. Old Santa flies all over the world and brings gifts to all the good girls and boys. It's the one day where everyone gets their heart's desire. Speaking of being good, I think I better do some behaving myself. Otherwise, all I'll be getting for Christmas is a lump of coal from Daffy.
How about you, Inspector Columbo?
What does Christmas mean to me, huh? Gee, that's a good one. That's really a good question. I got it. It was Christmas 1933. I was starting to figure out the whole Santa Claus thing, you know? Like, how's he get down the chimney if there ain't one? And he's cleaning up all of that reindeer crap they leave on the roof. How's he do all that by himself, right? I guess Christmas time means when I first knew I'd be a detective. Especially since that fat bastard never bought me that bicycle I wanted. Ho ho my ass.
And how about you, Mr. Darth?
What does Christmas mean to me? Let me think for a moment. Ah, yes. I know. It was the first time I used the Force to take a toy away from another kid who was bragging about what Santa had brought for him. Well, let me tell you, I yanked that toy out of his hand using the dark side. Ran all the way home, threw that toy on the bed, ripped off the wrapping paper, removed the toy from the box, pressed the button on the side, and realized I didn't have any batteries. Oh well, try again.
George Burns, tell us what Christmas means to you.
I love Christmas. It's a really nice time of the year. You know, people get together, sing songs, and eat a lot of pumpkin pie. I had Christmas every day of the year when I was married to Gracie. 38 of the best years of my life, as a matter of fact. We even had Christmas on Thanksgiving. We'd decorate the house, invite friends over, and have a great time. In fact, Gracie used to get so excited that she'd cook the tree on Thanksgiving and decorate the turkey on Christmas. And boy, did we exchange the best presents. One year, we had a long drought here in California, and she asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I said, reindeer. The next day, I woke up, and there were two live reindeer on my front lawn. Now, reindeer are very exotic animals. You just don't find them anywhere. When I asked Gracie where she got them from, she said from the same guy who sold her the tree she cooked on Thanksgiving. Now I'm stuck with two animals I didn't ask for, a dry lawn and a lawsuit from the Humane Society. That's what I get for not making myself clear in the first place. And speaking of having family over for the holidays, I have nothing against my mother-in-law. She was a great lady. Only problem was she was in the way sometimes. Like she would visit two times out of the year. Christmas and New Year. The only problem was she came New Year's and stayed till Christmas. I borrowed that joke from Jackie Gleason, by the way. Happy holidays to you.
And now, an interview that's really near and dear to my heart. A man who I've looked up to and admired for many years. A skirt chaser, a hard drinker, a partier, and the original 007, Sean Connery. Tell us, what do you have planned for Christmas, Sean? Oh, Walter, first of all, I think you need to understand that I just died. I'm still pretty much trying to get used to being up here in heaven with these wings. As far as any kind of plans, well, I'm pretty much trying to get used to not having a body anymore. I'm probably just going to kick back, have a few drinks with friends I've met up here and haven't seen in years, some of whom belong down in the other place, if you want me to be honest. I'll probably kick back, check out a few angels, and see if I can get any of that heavenly punani. Once a skirt chaser, always a skirt chaser, if you know what I mean. Yes, Sean, I know exactly what you mean. Not that I was ever much of a skirt chaser myself, but I didn't do too bad with the ladies. Although probably not as good as you. And former President Obama, give us your closing thoughts.
Ho, ho, ho. Season's greetings. Happy Yuletide and all that other cool stuff. Christmas is a special time of year. Maybe the most special time. A time when men, women, and children from all over the world celebrate the single most important, life-changing, most promising event of the entire year. A time when everybody gets their heart's desire. When we get gifts that don't fit us and styles we don't like. When we're expecting a PlayStation and your great-grandmother gives you a box of handkerchiefs or Hanes underwear. When jolly old St. Nick visits neighborhoods that most of us wouldn't be caught dead in, bearing presents for all the good girls and boys. Yep, the most wonderful time of the year. That is, until tax time, when most of us use that return to pay for all the stuff we couldn't afford in the first place. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and peace on Earth.